Part 1.
Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Number 1.
A. The room is empty. B. The baby is asleep. C. There is a jacket on the chair. D. The baby is sleepwalking.
Number 2.
A. The woman is sitting on the chair. B. The woman is typing something on her laptop. C. The woman is wearing a heavy coat. D. The woman is facing toward the wall.
Number 3.
A. The old lady is holding a stick. B. The old lady is chatting with a friend. C. The old lady is taking the escalator. D. The old lady is pointing at something.
Number 4.
A. A man with an instrument is in the coffee shop. B. No one is in the coffee shop. C. The instrument case is laid in front of the man. D. The man is sitting on the sofa.
Number 5.
A. Only a few people are standing. B. People are at an exhibition. C. The place is packed with pottery. D. A man is taking photos.
Number 6.
A.
The river is near the forest.
B.
People are rowing the boats.
C.
Tall buildings are close to the river.
D.
People are waving from the riverbank.
Part 2.
Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
Number 7.
What happened at the staff meeting last week? A.
3 people from accounting were laid off.
B.
Let's meet tomorrow afternoon.
C.
There's nothing we can do around there.
Number 8.
How was your trip to the beach? A.
It's awful to breach an agreement.
B.
I had a wonderful time.
C.
I tripped over a rock.
Number 9.
Can you show me how to open this? A.
It's open every Friday.
B.
Of course, let me show you the way to the opening ceremony venue.
C.
First, you need to remove the wrapping from the package.
Number 10.
When would you like to hold the gathering? A.
We should get together sometime.
B.
How about next Thursday?
C.
Gathering all the information before a meeting is important.
Number 11.
Did you see the letter from Duncan? A.
I just saw him climbing up a ladder.
B.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
C.
Yes, we shall discuss it right after lunch.
Number 12.
Are you satisfied with the survey results? A.
Yes, the screensaver starts automatically every 10 seconds.
B.
They're quite disappointing.
C.
No, I don't know how to resolve it.
Number 13.
The paper got jammed in the copier and it broke down. A.
Please make 30 copies for each.
B.
The jar of jam is on the second shelf.
C.
Let me check it for you.
Number 14.
You've been to the Maldives, haven't you? A.
Yes, a couple of years ago.
B.
Not really. The male divers are not that professional.
C.
Just send it by express mail.
Number 15.
Should we do the catalog in black and white or in color? A.
Black and white cattle are so adorable.
B.
I think black and white because it looks old-fashioned.
C.
Actually, I don't have any catering experience.
Number 16.
I've lost the agenda for next week's conference. A.
The mail is confidential and should be kept in a safe.
B.
I need to go check on my trip with the agent.
C.
It's okay, I got a spare one.
Number 17.
Where's the produce section? A.
Go straight down the second aisle.
B.
On the farm, they produce tons of grain.
C.
I don't know how to translate this section of the text.
Number 18.
Do you have any openings in your personnel department? A.
I'm sorry, the department is closed on national holidays.
B.
Yes, here's an application form.
C.
Yes, his personal assistant is from the department.
Number 19.
The London branch is noisy, isn't it? A.
Quite. It's on the main street.
B.
Yeah, we just cut a tree branch and the kids are excited.
C.
Yes, I prefer a noisy neighbourhood.
Number 20.
Why don't we use the air conditioner? A.
Our company is in a bad state of affairs.
B.
Sure, turn it on.
C.
It is still up in the air.
Number 21.
What are they going to do about the system flaws? A.
They should learn how to manage cash flow.
B.
After the flow of discussion before and during dinner, they all felt sleepy.
C.
There will be an investigation.
Number 22.
Who is talking to the CEO?
A.
Oh, that's the new intern.
B.
The main language they're using is Mandarin Chinese.
C.
My appointment with the CEO is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Number 23.
Why were the last two quarters' sales so low? A.
We're hiring a new export sales manager soon.
B.
Sorry, I don't have a quarter.
C.
We're still looking into that, but I'll let you know.
Number 24.
What's the exchange rate today? A.
The same as yesterday.
B.
An exchange of opinions is beneficial.
C.
At any rate, we have to solve it.
Number 25.
In which building is the complaint department located? A.
Yes, we've received a lot of customer complaints.
B.
The grey building on the left.
C.
After I retire, I'm going to relocate to Hawaii.
Number 26.
Who was the last person to use this laptop? A.
A weird box was placed on the lap of the director.
B.
At the top of the hill, everyone could survey the whole town.
C.
Why? Is there a problem with it?
Number 27.
I'll get the report done on either Thursday afternoon or Friday morning. A.
After you finish it, give me a ring.
B.
Yes, I always keep the original copy of your reports.
C.
He's available on both Thursday and Friday.
Number 28.
Hasn't the new lawnmower arrived yet? A.
I have the latest brochure of lawnmowers.
B.
It's supposed to be here around 4.
C.
I took out a loan last week.
Number 29.
Can the new assistant type well? A.
No, I've never typed it before.
B.
Please assort the magazines by type.
C.
Yes, she's a professional.
Number 30.
How are we going to handle this problem without firing anyone? A.
A huge forest fire broke out last weekend.
B.
Pass me the handle and I'll fix it.
C.
I have no idea. Maybe we should arrange a staff meeting.
Number 31.
When do you think they'll announce the temporary suspension of business? A.
At the monthly meeting on Friday.
B.
My driver's license was suspended last Monday.
C.
It's hard to keep up with the fast tempo of modern life.
Part 3.
Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Question 1.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Have you contacted the designer of our company website?
He sent me an email yesterday. He said that he couldn't register our website address because it's already been taken.
Oh, that's too bad. I'll have to talk to the committee and see if they can come up with some ideas.
Well, fortunately, he will send us the final design choices by the end of this week.
Wonderful. And then the committee can take a look at the choices and pick one of them.
The website means a lot to our company. We must get it done as soon as possible.
Definitely. It will certainly help us meet the goals for this year.
Number 32.
What are the man and woman discussing?
Number 33.
What problem do the man and the woman have?
Number 34.
What do the man and the woman think about the website?
Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
When did you get the GPS unit?
Last weekend. I just got a promotion, and I'm moving to Louisiana.
I hadn't heard anything about your promotion, but I'm really happy for you. When are you leaving?
Next Thursday. I've already found a place to settle down. With the GPS, I think I won't get lost and will be able to find my way around my new town pretty easily.
You sound excited.
Yes, I am. But I'll miss all the friends I have made here. By the way, my colleagues will throw a farewell party for me this Friday. If you're available, come join us.
Number 35.
Why is the man going to Louisiana?
Number 36.
Why did the man get a GPS unit?
Number 37.
What can be inferred about the woman?
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
My director asked me to come up with some ways to be greener, but I can't think of any.
Well, I have one idea. When we leave the office, even for a 15-minute break, we should turn off the computers. That will save energy.
Great. Do you have any others?
We could go paperless. Just use digital equipment, such as the iPad.
Good. I'll write that down, too.
Carpooling is also a brilliant idea. You should also take that down.
Number 38.
What does the woman's director ask her to do?
Number 39.
What is the woman's problem?
Number 40.
What idea is not proposed by the man during the conversation?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
What are you looking for?
I'm searching for a discount coupon for soft drinks. I printed it out and placed it on my desk. but now I can't find it. Have you seen it?
No, but why not download it from the internet again?
I tried, but now the one online is only for a 10% discount. I remember the one I had was 20% off for 12 boxes of soft drinks.
Why do you need so many of them?
I'm going to hold a housewarming party for my new neighbors this weekend. I want to make their kids happy.
Number 41.
What is the woman's problem?
Number 42.
What's wrong with the current coupon online?
Number 43.
Why does the woman want to buy lots of drinks?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
There is a sign-up sheet near the rest area for sales training.
I took it last year. I don't think I need to take it again.
I know, but you have to keep up with the changes and learn more strategies. Most importantly, this year's training is different. There will only be 6 people in a class. Last year, there were triple that number.
Well, I guess you're right. I'll go over and sign up now.
Number 44.
What are the man and woman discussing?
Number 45.
Why does the woman think she doesn't need to take the training?
Number 46.
What makes this year's training different?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I can't log on to our company's site. Should I call the tech people?
Did you switch off the computer and restart it?
I did several times, but my password wasn't accepted. Now I'm locked out.
Okay, but you have to fill out a help form first.
Where is the help form?
It's online at our homepage. I will fill one out for you and send it to the IT department. What's your ID number?
It's BS004132.
Number 47.
What is the woman's problem?
Number 48.
What does the man ask the woman?
Number 49.
Why does the man need the woman's ID number?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, ma'am. What can I do for you?
I bought a 2-liter carton of milk here yesterday. When I got home, I discovered it had gone bad. It had a sour odour, so I dumped it out. Here's the empty carton.
Sorry, ma'am. We can't give a refund on this product because it was marked down. The date of expiry is actually today, not yesterday. It should still have been good.
But it wasn't. Let me talk to your manager.
Hi, ma'am. I understand the milk you purchased on discount was bad. Am I right?
Correct. You shouldn't be selling food products that have already turned.
I sincerely apologize for that. Usually our products are good, even a few days past the expiry date. Would you like a refund or a new carton from the shelf on us?
Number 50.
What did the woman bring back to prove that she had purchased the product?
Number 51.
When did the product expire, according to the label?
Number 52.
What did the manager give to the customer?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I need you to book my trip for the Automobile Marketing Conference.
When does it start?
This Thursday morning at 9 a.m. and it lasts for 4 days. I would like to get back on Sunday night if possible.
Let me see. Okay, it's all set. You leave Wednesday at 3 p.m, and you're lucky. You will be flying back on the last flight Sunday night.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Number 53.
What does the man ask the woman to do?
Number 54.
What can you infer about the woman?
Number 55.
Why did the woman say that the man is lucky?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
We need to make some space on the shelves for the newly arriving books.
Where are we going to put them?
They're all TOEIC preparation books, so we could make room in the English learning section. Let's remove any second copies of the same book on those shelves.
Good idea. Then we can make room for the new ones.
All right. I'll start from the beginning of the alphabet, and you start from the end.
Number 56.
What best describes the two people?
Number 57.
What tasks are the two people working on?
Number 58.
How will they work on the task?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about your son. He's been having some difficulties at school.
What kind of difficulties?
All of his test scores have dropped rapidly over the last 2 months. And he hasn't handed in any assignments in any of his classes. Are there any problems at home that might be affecting him?
It could be my mother, who died 3 months ago. Since losing his grandmother, he's been pretty upset.
It's pretty common for a student's performance to be negatively impacted by a death in the family. I'll keep an eye on him and encourage him as much as possible.
Okay. And I'll talk to him at home. I believe everything will be back to normal soon.
Number 59.
What is the relationship between the two people?
Number 60.
What does the man tell the woman?
Number 61.
What might be the main reason for the student's unusual behavior?
Question Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Do I need to write down my order on this form, or can I just tell you?
Just tell me, that's fine.
Okay. First, I want 10 kilograms of your New Zealand ground beef.
First grade or second?
First grade. Second, I need 10 kilograms of chicken wings, flavourless.
Got it. Anything else?
No, that's it.
If you spend another $50, we throw in a free box of steaks.
That's okay. I've already spent too much today.
Number 62.
How does the man place his order?
Number 63.
Look at the graphic. How much will the man's total come to?
Number 64.
Why doesn't the man want to spend more to get free steaks?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
None of these times look very good.
You want to go in the morning, right?
Yes, the earlier the better. But the 5:55 one is a little too early.
So, what's wrong with the next two?
The first one takes really long to get there. Maybe because it's rush hour or something. And the 8:05 one doesn't stop at my station. It's an express service.
So it looks like the 9:15 one is your only choice.
Yeah, but it doesn't give me much time to get from the station to the meeting. Only about 15 minutes.
That's actually enough time. It's not a very big town.
Good to know. I'll just hope the train doesn't get there late.
Number 65.
What kind of train does the man prefer for this trip?
Number 66.
Look at the graphic. What problem does the man have with train number 3877?
Number 67.
Look at the graphic. Which train does the man choose in the end?
Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Any ideas on what to call our new cafe?
I was thinking Dog Paradise, since we are a dog-themed restaurant and will feature snacks shaped like dogs.
I think the customers might be confused, though. They might think they can actually bring their dogs inside, which we don't want them to do.
You're right. Or they might think that we have dogs inside, like those trendy cat cafes.
So how about we call it the something-something dog-themed restaurant?
Sure, that should be clearer. But what will the something-something be?
How about we have a mascot like Barkley the dog painted on the walls?
Barkley's dog-themed restaurant. I like the sound of that. Can we make Barkley a corgi? Those are my favourite.
Number 68.
What is wrong with the name Dog Paradise?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. Which point about this cafe is incorrect?
Number 70.
What request does the man have at the end?
Part 4.
Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following short talk.
Hello, Mr. Smith. This is Lisetta Wong calling from Mason Office Supply. Your recent order, reference number JR450089, will be delivered to your warehouse at 9 a.m. tomorrow. However, the file folders, item number 33451, are on back order. Due to the material shortage, the item will not ship until the 15th of next month. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Please call me back at 686-543-1225 at your convenience to confirm that you have received this message. If you want to cancel the back-ordered item or rearrange the date of shipment, please just let me know. Thank you.
Number 71.
Who made this telephone call?
Number 72.
What is the problem mentioned by the caller?
Number 73.
Why should Mr. Smith return Lizetta's call?
Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following short talk.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome aboard. We are all headed for Treasure Island, which is perfect for snorkeling. A free snorkeling lesson will be offered at 9 tomorrow morning. Then we will spend an entire day seeing exotic fish and being surrounded by the wonderful sea world. Lunch is included and will be served in the main cabin at 12 noon. Tomorrow's lunch is an Asian cuisine buffet prepared by a renowned chef who has served the royal family in Thailand. If you have any questions related to snorkeling, just ask any of the crew members. All of them are great snorkelers and will certainly give you the help you need. Don't forget to stop by the equipment room for your snorkeling gear before we arrive at our destination. But first, let's enjoy some live entertainment by the band Oldies But Goodies.
Number 74.
Where would this announcement be heard?
Number 75.
What is the purpose of this announcement?
Number 76.
What should listeners do before they arrive at the destination?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following short talk.
Now we interrupt this program to let you know that there has been a serious landslide on Highway 2. Traffic is backed up for miles on all the roads leading to Highway 2. It is best to take alternative routes, if at all possible. There are no traffic delays on Highway 1. Just take Route 16 to Route 24, and you can make it to Highway 1. It is expected that the traffic will be stuck for at least 2 hours. After that, Highway 2 will be clear and will reopen. Stay tuned to our station, and you'll get the updated information about the landslide. Now back to the program.
Number 77.
Where is this announcement likely being made?
Number 78.
What is causing the traffic delay?
Number 79.
Where is the traffic backed up?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following short talk.
Good afternoon. First, I'd like to welcome all of you today for a tour of our main campus. A group leader has been assigned to each group to guide you on a visit to the lecture hall, dormitories, and libraries. The tour takes about an hour to complete. After that, you and your parents are all invited to have snacks in our school cafeteria, which has just been renovated. Since you have applied to our school, you will have a personal interview with the directors from each department today as well. You should make sure to be on time for the interviews. Each interview normally lasts about 15 minutes. Before the tour starts, please follow the leaders and register in room 16.
Number 80.
Where is this announcement likely being made?
Number 81.
What advice does the announcer give to the listeners?
Number 82.
How long does one interview take?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following short talk.
Hello, my name is Linda Watson. I just got my hair dyed at your salon this morning. After I returned home, I realized that I had forgotten my necklace. I forgot to put it on, and then I went home. The necklace I lost is a gold chain with some blue pearls. It was my wedding anniversary gift, so I'm worried that someone might take and keep it. Could you please look for it in the ladies' room? I think I left it somewhere around the wash basin. I hope it is still there. Lucy was my hairstylist. If possible, please tell her about my necklace. Maybe she could help. Anyway, please call me as soon as you get this message at 456-7657. I do appreciate your help.
Number 83.
Who is the caller?
Number 84.
What is the purpose of this message?
Number 85.
Why is this item important to the caller?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following short talk.
Tonight, we are proud to bring to you a new exhibition by one of our local artists, Mike Kingston. Mr. Kingston was born in this neighborhood and has lived most of his life here. For the past 2 decades, he has been making sculptures with local materials. His work focuses on this region's history, geography, and culture. In this exhibition, Mr. Kingston worked with another local artist, a Native American who is familiar with the people and culture here long before the white settlers arrived. The exhibition will run from the 4th of July to August the 4th. On the last day of the exhibit, a closing party will be held. So, come join us and appreciate the beauty of Mr. Kingston's works one last time. The City Council is proud to sponsor this exhibition. We hope you enjoy it.
Number 86.
Who would have given this talk?
Number 87.
What does this talk introduce?
Number 88.
Why does the speaker invite the people to come on the last day?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following short talk.
As your mayor, I am glad to announce a free concert at City Auditorium next Saturday at 8 p.m. The musicians performing are all students from Milltown High School who have worked hard all year to prepare. They spent all their free time practicing in order to present the best performance to all the residents. However, there are only 300 seats, so remember to get your tickets in advance. Come to room 32 at City Auditorium or the personnel office at Milltown High School to get one. If possible, please pass this information to your friends and neighbors. I'm looking forward to your support and to having a wonderful evening with all the residents.
Number 89.
Who is making the announcement?
Number 90.
When is the concert?
Number 91.
Look at the graphic. In which hall will the event likely take place?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following short talk.
Meteor Cordless Shaver offers you the best experience in shaving and grooming for a smooth and comfortable shave. The stainless blades cut whiskers cleanly and without pain. The specially coated surface will never irritate your skin as the cutters rotate at 10,000 strokes per minute. The shaver features wet and dry blades that allow you to shave while you're in the shower or in other wet places. A built-in mirror is the main feature of this shaver. To celebrate the product launch, you can get one at the low price of $30.95. The first 100 customers will also get a free travel case designed by the fashion designer Vivian Cook. Don't miss this wonderful opportunity to make shaving enjoyable.
Number 92.
What part of the shaver is made of stainless material?
Number 93.
What is special about this product?
Number 94.
Who can get a free case?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following short talk.
The conference organizers would like to remind all attendees that it is important to wear their identification tags at all times in order to enter the lecture halls. The presentation will be starting soon, but before that, I would like to make an announcement. Firstly, remember to read the presentation timetable, including the names of the presenters, time, and place. Secondly, all guests are asked to switch off mobile phones or switch them to silent mode so as not to interrupt the presentations. This conference is an annual one held by several organizations in a wide range of fields, such as education, business, and manufacturing. If you would like to come join the conference every year, you may register as a member, and then you will be offered a 10% discount on the fees. Okay, that's all for now. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask any of our staff members.
Number 95.
Why do the attendees need to wear tags?
Number 96.
How can the attendees find out the presenters?
Number 97.
Look at the graphic. What is the discount mentioned on the card for?
Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following short talk.
The beauty and size of Red Rock Canyon is stunning, but the canyon you visit today is more than an awe-inspiring sight. It is a gift from past ancestors who have preserved it and helped develop it in a sustainable way. While visiting the canyon, take some time to enjoy this gift, but keep in mind that you should maintain it and pass the gift to the next generation. We all have a responsibility to ensure that future generations have a chance to experience Red Rock Canyon as we can see it here today. Red Rock Canyon has several significant geological features. It is also the best place to kick back and enjoy nature's wonders. Today, a famous geologist, Dr. Morris, is here to briefly introduce the formation and history of the canyon.
Number 98.
What is the purpose of this announcement?
Number 99.
What is special about Red Rock Canyon?
Number 100.
Look at the graphic. Which title is appropriate for Dr. Morris's talk?